living room suits and, oh, I don't know.
What do you call the store where you buy, the kind of store that you buy that stuff in?
I would generally call it a furniture store.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call those things house fixings or house tricks or?
Well, they call it house cleaning most of the time around here when they're putting in new stuff, you know. Mm-hmm.
And what about, how many rooms do you have in your house?
Where I live now?
Yeah.
I have four.
What are they? What different rooms do you have?
Well, we have a living room and bedrooms and what we call a kitchen and a dining room.
And what about these, what do you call these white things here?
We call them shades.
Shades. You ever call them blinds, or does that mean something else to you?
Well, sometimes they call them blinds, but most of the time they call them window shades. You know?
Mm-hmm. And then this little room in a off the bedroom, maybe, where you hang your clothes. What's your name for that?
Closets.
Mm-hmm. And if it's one of these big pieces of furniture that you can hang clothes in, but you move it around.
Wardrobes.
Yeah. But you make a difference between closet and wardrobe.
Yeah.
They're two different things.
Yeah, two different things.
And what do you call the unfinished part of the house between the ceiling and the roof?
Well, that's attic.
Do you ever call that a garret?
No. No, it's called attic.
And then a place in the kitchen, maybe a little room where you keep your groceries and so forth. Do you have any special name for that?
Yeah, we call that, we generally call it a kitchen closet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we generally call it.
Do you ever call it a pantry or a buttery?
Well, sometimes, as some people do, you know, some don't, just different names.
Now, what about this piece of furniture that's usually maybe about this high and about that wide, and it's got drawers in it?
Well,
you put your linens and everything in there.
We call them chests, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's what they call them.
Do you ever use, you ever call them bureaus?
Well, they used to, but they don't anymore around here. They don't have nothing like a bureau anymore. You know, we used to have old bureaus, old times.
What did they look like?
Well, they was come up here with this made sort of straight up, you see, and then they had a place come in here that had a little drawer, and then it'd come up a little higher, and then this was lower down in here, and then come up over there on that side.
Well, now, you call these, now, if you had a thing, something like that, except it just flat across the top with a mirror on it, what would you call that?
Well, a dresser.
Mm. Well, then a bureau is a different thing than a dresser.
Yeah, bureau is different. Bureau hardly ever has any glass. It has this old stone, what we call marble stone, on their top. My man and my wife used to have one of them.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see those things much
anymore. No, you don't see them anymore.
What about when breakfast finished every morning, the wife probably has to go around and do what to the house? What do you say she's doing?
Well, she washes dishes and then sweeps the floor.
And all that together you call doing what?
Cleaning the house.
Do you ever say tidy up the house or red up the house or anything like that?
No, we just
never.
No, just mostly just clean up the house and mop, you know, and stuff like that.
And then what about the thing you sweep the floor with, what do you call it?
That's a broom.
Where do you usually keep it in your house?
Well, we'll stand it in the corner or something like that somewhere.
Do you ever have any, some people might have a special room for it. Do you have any name for a special room for a place where you keep your broom? I mean, a little closet maybe or something?
Yeah, it's I forget the name of it. You know, I ain't much of a housekeeper.
Who is? And do you usually put the broom, you say, in the corner?
Yeah.